Good evening. At 6 o'clock for WXPR News, I'm Miranda Vanderleest. As the GOP health care replacement bill comes to light, Senate Democrats this week criticized the way Republicans were getting their Affordable Care Act replacement bill to the public. WXPR's Ken Kroll reports.
Among the Democrats testifying this week was Senator Tammy Baldwin of Wisconsin. Michigan Senator Debbie Stabenow called a hearing to hear about the impact cuts in health care funding might have. Baldwin says the cuts proposed, especially in Medicaid and related programs, could disproportionately hurt rural America.
It is so necessary when a Senate bill is being drafted in secret. There haven't been hearings that we hear the voices of all of our constituents, but I'm particularly pleased that we have a focus today on the, I think, disproportionate impact on rural America.
Several speakers, including hospital administrators, workers, farmers, and others, reported proposed cuts would make things more difficult for them. The Republican version would repeal the mandates the Affordable Care Act imposed. Republicans would propose to give states more latitude to opt out of Obamacare regulations. It also repeals mandates for businesses and individuals. Democrats, including Baldwin, Stabenow, and New York Senator Chuck Schumer, all criticized the secret talks among Republicans with no input from Democrats or the public. Wisconsin's GOP Senator Ron Johnson has long fought the Affordable Care Act. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.
And for the first time, a public court proceeding is shedding at least some light today on the alleged abuses of juvenile offenders at Lincoln Hills. The American Civil Liberties Union filed a lawsuit on behalf of the teenage inmates, and it seeks to end the use of pepper spray in solitary confinement at the Lincoln Hills Boys Facility and a similar one for girls, both at Irma and Lincoln County. U.S. District Judge James Peterson of Madison could decide soon whether to stop the pepper spraying and other actions while he considers the merits of the lawsuit. Thursday, Peterson turned down a request by the state and the ACLU to remove spectators when videos of the alleged abuse are shown. Peterson decided to make spectators sign pledges they won't disclose names or other details of the inmates shown. And the Wisconsin Department of Health Services identified 12 birds in 8 counties in the state that have tested positive for West Nile virus. WXPR's Andrew Padgett reports.
West Nile virus is a mosquito-borne illness that the mosquitoes get from infected birds. Rob Deedy, a public health nurse and preparedness coordinator for the Oneida County Health Department, says to be aware of strange bird deaths.
If a community member sees a bird that dies suspiciously, like if it's sitting in on a tree branch and just kind of falls out of the tree, we encourage folks to contact the local health department for a possibility of sending that bird in for testing.
He also explains the symptoms of the virus.
About 80% of people who are infected with West Nile virus will never really know that they had it. Though the other 20% will experience relatively mild symptoms, maybe a fever, headache, muscle pains. But it's a very small percentage, about 1% of people, that can develop a serious illness. And some of the early signs of those severe symptoms include fever, stiff neck, extreme muscle weakness, can even lead to tremors, disorientation, and even more severe issues.
Deedy says the best way to prevent West Nile virus is to reduce the risk of mosquito bites. He recommends using similar methods to tick prevention, including wearing long clothing and insect repellent, and avoiding going outside in the early morning and evening. To keep your home mosquito-free, he recommends eliminating standing water, such as the insides of tires and kiddie pools, and keeping grass short. For more information, visit dhs.wisconsin.gov. Andrew Padgett, WXPR News.
And new Medicare cards that do not include Social Security numbers are being phased in to help prevent identity theft. Frank Frisetto, the administrator for the Division of Trade and Consumer Protection, says the new cards will be sent in the mail and the change will be automatic. He says no action will be required by the cardholder and says instead of a Social Security number, the card will include a Medicare beneficiary identifier that will be used for billing and checking eligibility and claim status.
Anytime people are carrying their Medicare card around currently, if it has a Social Security number on it, and then if it's lost or stolen, crooks can use that information to steal someone's identity. So the nice thing about this is it's not going to have your Social Security number on it.
However, Frisetto warns identity thieves will still find ways to scam people. He says people should be aware of the most common methods.
First of all, if someone is claiming to be from Medicare and asking for your Social Security number or bank information, hang up. It's a scam. Also, if someone is asking you to pay for this new card during this process, that's also a scam. The Medicare card is free. And then if someone is threatening to cancel your benefits or if you don't give up your money or your information, That is definitely a scam.
Frisetto says to protect yourself from scammers, be sure to guard identifying information, shred sensitive documents, watch bills and bank statements for suspicious activity, and sign up for the Do Not Call list. In your forecast for tonight, showers and thunderstorms, otherwise mostly cloudy skies, lows around 55 degrees. Tomorrow, a chance of showers in the afternoon, otherwise mostly sunny with highs near 69. That's your news for this Thursday evening. Stick around for Northwoods Cafe here on Local Public Radio. For WXPR News, I'm Miranda Vanderleest.